Shabbos Parshas Re'ei, Tov Shinun Aleph. And that year, Shabbos was also Rosh Chodesh Elul. This year, Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh Elul, but Shabbos is Shabbos Mevorchim Elul. And even though Shabbos Mevorchim means the Shabbos that you bless the month of Elul, which means it's not Elul yet, but by the Rebbe, and the Friedrich Rebbe also describes in the Sicha that from Shabbos Mevorchim Elul, the Elul spirit, so to speak, the Elul atmosphere already encompassed all of Lubavitch. In fact, there's a beautiful Sicha of the Friedrich Rebbe where he describes what the city of Lubavitch looked like in, once Elul began. The davening, the getting up early, the shofar blowing, and you could feel it in the atmosphere. So that began with Shabbos Mevorchim, because Shabbos Mevorchim, the mimer of all the Rabbeim, was usually related to Elul. Many times it started with Anila Dei 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 Li, or even if it had to do with the Parsha, but it was connected to Elul. So here too, in this Sicha, the Rebbe speaks a lot about Elul, and again, that year, Tov Shinun Aleph, Shabbos was actually the beginning of Elul. So we'll start here with page 775. It's more towards the end of the Sicha, but here's where the Rebbe speaks about the relationship with Mashiach. In the previous part of the Sicha, the Rebbe speaks about Elul and Parshas Re'ei, that they're both related to the Aveda, which is L'mayla M'medida V'Agbola, an Aveda which is beyond a person's personal limitations. So we'll start with Tess on the bottom of the page. Yesh L'Hosef, that the connection and the Shaychus of Parshas Re'ei and the month of Elul is emphasized, especially Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul of this year, Tov Shinun Aleph. Teish Nas Nefloi Sarenu. U'bahagdome. Again, being that the theme of the Sicha was the Maila, the advantage of an Aveda, that's the Maila Medida V'Agbola. Every person in his service to Hashem has their own personal way of serving Hashem. And that way that they serve Hashem is what limits them. This is the way I do it. This is what I can do. This is how far I can go. It's both intellectually, emotionally, and also practically. So that's Medida V'Agbola. And the Maila Medida V'Agbola, where a person goes out of his own barriers. So the Rebbe says, first of all, the Aveda of the Maila Medida V'Agbola, Lamitosa B'Shlei Musa, in a real sense and in a complete sense, will only be Begula Mitzvah Shlema De Mashiach Tzidkenu. In other words, even now, every person can go beyond their own limitations. Because if a person has been accustomed to doing certain things, giving a certain amount of tzedakah their entire life, certain limited amount of tzedakah, person has been used to learning a limited amount of time, or has been used to giving of themselves for other people in a limited way, yes, you can go beyond that. And as we know, the Maila Medida V'Hagbola, going beyond limitations, is different for every person. For one person, to learn an hour a day is going beyond limitations. And when they finish learning an hour a day, they're drained, and they're exhausted, and they need a rest, because this was really heavy. And for other people, an hour a day is nothing. If they learn 15 hours a day, maybe then they'll reach that point. Same with tzedakah. For some people, to give $10 for tzedakah, they have to think about it twice or three times. And for some people, to give $1,000 for tzedakah doesn't do what it does for others when they take $10 out of their pocket. So Medida V'Agbola is every person according to their capacity. But the Rebbe says the true sense of above limitations only when Mashiach comes. Why? Because when Mashiach comes, that's when the Yechidah will be in his Gala. Mashiach, he is the Yechidah of Klal Yisrael. And through him, every person on an individual level, their personal Yechidah, the spark of Mashiach in them will become Nizgala. And that happens to be the fifth level. We'll soon see why the Rebbe says the fifth level, because it's related to the fifth Rosh Tevis of Elul. The Rebbe speaks about it later, but he also spoke about it before. What's the fifth? Later, you want to take a look for a moment, it'll be easier to follow. on page 778. No, the Rebbe doesn't mention them here. But in the earlier part of the Sikha, the Rebbe mentions them. It's brought down actually in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that there are five Rosh Tevis to Elul. And each one for the Shulchan Aruch, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down three. One which is related to Tshuva, one which is related to Tzedakah, and one which is related to Torah. The pasuk of Ani L'doide V'doide Li, that's the inyan of Tefillah. Then there's the pasuk of Ish L'Re'eyu Matonis L'Avyoinim, that's related to Tzedakah. Then there's the pasuk of Umaltem Es Olas L'Vavchem, Es Levavchov Es Levav Zarechov. That's tshuva because it means opening the heart. Then there's the pasuk Ashira Lashem Vayomru Lamer. That's from Oz Yosher, so that's related to Geula. The Rebbe says that this corresponds to the five levels in Aveda of a person. I missed one. What? Torah is the pasuk Ina Liyod V'Samti L'cha. That's a pasuk that has to do with Ori Miklat. Ori Miklat is cities of refuge. And Begashmi is this was when a person was running away from, God forbid, they killed someone unintentionally. The Goyal Hadam, the relative, if God forbid that relative would kill this person, he wouldn't be held responsible for it. Because they did murder their relative. But there's one way he can be saved if he goes to the cities of refuge. So it says that the cities of refuge represent Elul, that all year round a person does things that are not appropriate, perhaps, and the satan, so to speak, is the one who's pursuing him, chasing after him. But if he goes into the month of Elul and changes his life in Elul, then no one could get to him. But the Gemara says, Divrei Torah Kiltim, that words of Torah, they are like cities of refuge. So therefore, these words, Inu Liyadiv Esam Tilcha, which is also Elul, is Torah. So we have Torah, Tefillah, Tzedakah, Tshuva, and the fifth one is the union of Geula, which relates to Mashiach, and that relates to the Yechidah. So the difference between Yechidah and all the other levels of the Neshama, all the levels of the Neshama are limited. Of course, one is greater than the other. But Yechidah, that's the part that's unlimited. And when will this become Nizgala? Only when Mashiach comes. So the true Aveda of the Maila Medina Akbala is only once Mashiach comes. And this year it comes out stronger. Why? In addition to the general inyan of achakalei b'chol yom shiyavei, in general, at all times, a person should always be waiting and anticipating Mashiach. And especially in the time that kolo kol hakitzin, and all the Aveda has been completed, as was mentioned so many times, we find ourselves now in a very special and unique year. A year that the Rosh HaTevis is Hoyotei Shnas Nefloyes Arenu, which alludes to the Pasuk, Yimeitzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Nefloyes. And not only this is something that's going to be, but Kvaro, we already have seen the Peil, many wonders benegeya to redemption on a personal level. It's interesting that the Rebbe is including in this also personal stories and personal experiences of redemption, which means whether it's healing from, God forbid, an illness, or whether it's redemption in other ways, but it's all part of the geula that's taking place on a larger scale. Also geulas haklal, and especially our brothers and sisters that are in Russia, that so many of them this year went out min ha-meitzav el ha-mercha, they went out pashut begashmias. They went out of a situation where they were being persecuted and controlled, and they came to free countries, and especially freedom in relationship to Yiddishkeit. That before they lived in a country that their Yiddishkeit was controlled, and they couldn't live as Jews freely, and now that has changed. And not only that it changed, but it continues, and as you know, it got progressively better and stronger, to the point that in these days, what is taking place in Russia right now is a convention of Shluchim of Chabad, and it's taking place in the cities of Lubavitch, Ladi, Lozhny, Rostov, Petersburg. This is the country not as taking place, but this is the country where these cities exist, and these are the cities where the Rabbeim of Lubavitch did their Abayda throughout all the years. And now the Shluchim are gathering together, the Shluchim of Nasi Chabad, of the Nasi Chabad of our generation, the Friedrich Rebbe. Just interesting to note, because we talk about this a lot, how the Rebbe, when he talks about himself, says, could also use the term the Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe, my father-in-law. Here's another example. The Shluchim that came together in Russia, who Shluchim were them? Most of them are Shluchim of the Rebbe that day from 1950. How many Shluchim are there that they went out on Shlichas before 1950? Probably hardly any, especially in Russia. Anyway, the Rebbe calls them the Shluchim of the Rebbe, my father-in-law, because by the Rebbe it's all one. In the previous year, the previous week, the Rebbe made a point. This is the country that for so many years persecuted Lubavitch Shluchim, persecuted and tried to torture the Friedrich Rebbe himself, and anyone had any Shaykhs Lubavitch, this was their, like, the worst Abeda they can possibly have. And now the way it turned around is that not only the country is allowing Lubavitch Chassidim to function in Russia and spread Yiddishkeit, but they're actually hosting, the country is hosting this big convention of Shluchim, a convention that's going to be deciding how can we get together and add more Yiddishkeit, which means we see this. And I know I said this 100 times, but I'll add it again, that Baruch Hashem, this is 11 years after, and most of the people sitting in this room, if not all of them, haven't really experienced what Russia is like in the days before things changed. So to us, it doesn't really affect us so much. But if you think in terms of the Arabs, and you think in terms of the terrorists, and you think in terms of what's going on in Eretz Yisrael now, and you try to imagine that the very same people would suddenly come up and say that Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Yidden, and we're allowing them to take over whatever they want, and whoever's going to touch a Jew, we're going to take them to justice. I mean, it can't make any sense to the reality we know today. And yet, that's the way it's going to be. And what happened in Russia is absolutely the same, no different. These are people that persecuted Yidden, KGB people. And it turns around, so the Rebbe is saying, not only we're going to see, we're already seeing, and we're witnessing neflois. In fact, these neflois became so much normal that you have to start convincing people that it's neflois. But really, it's a 180-degree turn around from the way it used to be. And now the Rebbe says, in this year itself, we're already holding by Rosh Chodesh Elul. So the whole year is a year of Neflois. And in this year, we're holding by Elul. Elul, you have to make a Cheshbon. So the Rebbe is making a Cheshbon. And the Cheshbon is, in other words, in a sense, like a Cheshbon for the Eibishter, Ad Mosai. Hayitachin, that it's already at the end of 11 months in Shnas Neflois Arenu. In other words, Neflois wonders should be increasing and becoming progressively stronger. We're holding by the 11th month of Neflois, and Adayin Lo Ba, Mashiach still isn't here. And especially if we look at it in the terms of this week's Parsha, the Parsha begins with Re'ei Anochi Lefneichem Hayom Bracha. You can see that I'm giving you today the Bracha, which means that first of all, the Eibishter gives us Brachas, and second of all, not just Stam Brachas, but the main bracha is the bracha gul amitz vashlema. These brachas, it's not enough that you hear about them and that you understand them. That hinei zeh melech hamashiach ba. The Rebbe is telling it to us, and it's that alone is amazing, and that alone is very inspiring to know that the Rebbe is saying it. But the Rebbe says it's not enough. Tzrichim l'r'oisei be'enei basar. We need to see it. Re'ei. And not only Arenu, that means Hashem says, I will show you wonders, but it has to be the A is Lashon Hayev, Lashon Tzivui, that you could see it now. That's the kind of neflois we need. Now here the Rebbe goes into more details about the month, about the Shabbos, that it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and how it's all related to Geula. This year it's not that way. This year, Shabbos Avorachim is not, I mean the Shabbos Re is not Rosh Chodesh Elul. But that year, the Rebbe brought out the connection. Let's go briefly in Yud. Number one, Shabbos itself is connected to Mashiach, because every Shabbos is a me'ain of the way it'll be Lasalavi. The whole Mashiach era is a big Shabbos. Yom Shekula Shabbos Amenucha L'Chayei Olam. Also, this Shabbos, and that's the way it is this year as well, is the third Shabbos of the Shabbos de Nechemta. In other words, after Tisha B'Av, every Shabbos is called Shabbos de Nechemta. These are Shabbosim that Hashem consoles us and comforts us. And every one of the Haftaras we read is about Nechama. In fact, we change the Seder. Normally, we always read a Haftarah that has the same theme or the same content as the Parsha. And these weeks, we read a Haftarah that has to do with comforting us. And this is the third. So the third is related to the Beit HaMikdash HaShlishi, which is Gul. Rish Chodesh. And I guess you can say the same about Shabbos Mevarchim. What's Shabbos Mevarchim? We're benching the new moon. That is also related to Mashiach, because Heim Asidim L'Schadosh Kamesa. The inyan of a new moon, that's used as a metaphor to compare how Yidden will be renewed with Mashiach. And Rosh Chodesh El comes immediately following Chodesh Menachem Av. And Menachem Av is the name of Mashiach, Menachem. And in this month, Mashiach was born. These are all the things that Rebbe speaks about, and we mentioned this last time that we spoke, that this is the Rebbe's unique approach. That the same month of Av that everyone always talks about, it's a month of sadness and a month of mourning. The Rebbe always points out, and when the Rebbe speaks about a subject, he's not just making us aware, he's not just informing us and educating us, but when a Rebbe speaks about a subject, he's megala this inyan. That this month, number one, is called Menachem Av. Menachem is the name of Mashiach. Number two is the month that Mashiach was born in this month. That means that his mazel is the strongest. Also, the month is the mazel of a lion. And it says that in this month, the Churban took place because Hashem, who is a lion, will come and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash that's compared to a lion. So the Rebbe is bringing out the Mashiach aspect that's in this month. So as soon as you finish Menachem Av, you go immediately into Elul. And in fact, the Rebbe says the Aleph of Elul is also, that's part of the Aryeh. We remember mentioned it last week, that Aryeh, the month of Av, is Rosh HaTevis Aryeh. And Aryeh, the Aleph, stands for Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hashanah Rabbah. So it means the Aryeh, the lion that's going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, has to do with Elul. The Rebbe is bringing out that the month of Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Hashanah Rabbah, and Tishrei, it's all related to Geula. And also in this week's Pasha, we read about the Yomim Tevim. And at the end of the Pasha, it talks about Sukkos, Yom Shmini Atzeres. And Shmini is connected to Geula. And as we know, this is one of the things that the Rebbe would do in the Sichas in the last years, in Aleph, Nun Beis, and even before that, that the Rebbe would touch on every single detail, and so much of the Sikha would be devoted to just showing how it's connected to Mashiach. It's Shabbos connected to Mashiach, Menachem Av is connected to Mashiach, El is connected to Mashiach, the Kriyas HaTorah is connected to Mashiach, and so on. And the Rebbe shows that even this Shabbos, that we don't read Shabbos in Nechemta because it was Rosh Chodesh, so we read a special Haftarah for Rosh Chodesh. The Rebbe says that's also brought out, if you look in the Haftarah, you see that even this Haftarah talks about the Nechama of Geula. This is also a thing which the Rebbe started. We find this in many sikhas, but it came out stronger and stronger in the recent years, that every Farbrengen, besides the Rebbe talking about the current Parsha, the Rebbe would also speak about the Parsha that's coming up next week. Being that Mincha time, we'll be reading the next week's Parsha, so the Rebbe would always speak about that Parsha. So that also, the Rebbe says, is connected to Mashiach. Why? The Pasha begins with Shoftim v'Shoytim titel lecha b'chol sharecha. You should appoint judges and policemen in all your gates. When will this mitzvah be fulfilled completely? When Mashiach comes. Because we know one of the promises of the times of Mashiach is v'ashiva shoftayich k'varishayna v'yotzayich k'vatchila. I will give you and I will have returned for you the judges and the advisors as it used to be. And in fact, this is the reason why we say in Davening, Gishmar Esra, one of the tefillahs are, Hashiva Shavteinu Kvar Rishayna V'yatzeinu Kvar Tchila. We're asking that Hashem should bring Mashiach and give us back the judges and the advisors as it used to be. That means that the beginning of next week's parasha also hints the union of Mashiach. In fact, the Rambam writes that it's a Kabbalah, this is a tradition that's been given over from generation to generation, that Tveria is the place where the Sanhedrin will begin once again, and from there they'll go to the Beis HaMikdash. We know that the place of the Sanhedrin, that's there are judges in every city, but the judges of all judges and the supreme judge and the supreme court, so to speak, is the Sanhedrin. Where was the Sanhedrin located? They were located in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a room called Lishchas Hagozis, and that's where there was the Sanhedrin. But the Rambam says when Mashiach will come, first it'll start off in Tveria, and then from there it'll go to Beis HaMikdash. In fact, it's known that the Rambam is buried in Tveria. And it says that those that explain that why was the Rambam, in fact there's a whole story with how he was buried there. It was a miraculous story that he was led to Tveria, and that's how they decided where to bury him, because the Rambam is the master of halacha, and because the Sanhedrin will go back to Tveria, will go to Tveria first, so that's why the Rambam is found in Tveria. B'negei l'peil. So first, the Rebbe shows how everything's related to Mashiach. B'negei l'peil. In other words, this reminds that right now Elul is coming up. Elul is a month that b'chlal, when people hear the word Elul, a tremor goes through their body. I once heard someone talking about this. Was not a chassid, a misnagdisha person, and he was talking about the greatness of a certain misnagdisha great person. So he said that this great Rosh Hashiva, he was once lying in bed, it was Pesach time, and he reminded himself that 7 months from now is going to be Elul, and he got so frightened from the thought that he fell out of the bed. I can see some people in Elul thinking that in 7 months will be Pesach and they fall out of the bed. But for the man, it's the other way around, it's Elul. And in fact, in that Sikha, the Friedrich Rebbe, when he talks about Elul Lubavitch, also describes it that way. That when Elul came around, there was a certain atmosphere, and the term he uses is that even the fish in the ponds would be shaking. It's Elul. Of course, Chassidus came along, and Chassidus brought life into it, that it's not a time to be morbid, it's not a time to be depressed, it's not a time to chas v'sholem be down. But adarabah, that's one of the reasons we'll talk about this more, Mirtz Hashem, why so much revolves around Chai Elul. Because it goes to show that Chassidus brought Chayis into Elul. Without Chassidus, Elul became a very morbid time, and a very down time, and a very depressing time. Elul gave Chayis into it. How did it give Chayis into it? Because Chassidus teaches a person how to do tshuva, and yet you could be besimcha and full of life and so on. But here the Rebbe is adding another point. Not only that the tshuva is full of life, but Elul is also a time where there's a Mashiach atmosphere in the month of Elul. And the Rebbe always brings out the connection to Mashiach. So here, Yud Aleph, B'negei l'peil. This is not just a thought, but this is also a directive, a hira. Yesh l'farsen, the Rebbe is telling us to publicize and to make everyone aware, b'chol makom u'makom, wherever you can, about the unique avodah of Chodesh Elul. And what's the unique avodah? It's hinted in the five Rosh HaTevis of Torah, Tefillah, Gemilas Chasadim, Tshuva, Geula. Which means in this month, we have to increase in Torah, increase in Tefillah, increase in Gemilas Chasadim, increase in Tshuva, and increase in our efforts to bring the Geula. But the Rebbe add, Hadgasha Miyuchedes, a special emphasis, B'negei L'Rosh HaTevis HaChamishi, the fifth, which is Inyan HaGeula. Kefi Shechederes, B'chol Inyoni Aveda. How this permeates all the Inyoni Aveda, all the Aveda is done in the spirit of Geula. In other words, this reminds me of the Sikha of Chayisara Nun Beis, where the Rebbe spoke to the Shluchim. And the Rebbe said that the Aveda of the Shluchim and Shlichis has ended. Ended. There's only one Aveda left now, and that Aveda is one single thing. These are the Rebbe's words, one single thing, and that is to prepare ourselves and the whole world to bring Mashiach. And when one sees these words, they could walk away thinking, does that mean that we should discontinue all the wonderful work of Mivtza Neshek and Taras HaMishpacha and Avos Yisrael and Chinuch and Tefillin? And of course not. And we see that it continues on. And that is because the Rebbe adds, and the Rebbe says, that this means not that Chas V'Shalom the other things stop, but everything that's being done now could be done and should be done in the spirit of Mashiach and Gula. Should be a way of bringing in Mashiach and Gula into it. And also to have in mind that when you're doing the Aveda, not only in your own mind, you bring it out to the other person also, that you bring out the Mashiach perspective of it, that through this mitzvah you bring Mashiach and you bring Gula, and also the Mifzayim themselves are used as a vehicle to bring people to Gula and Mashiach and so on. So the Rebbe says the same thing over here. You have to add in Torah, you have to add in Tefillah, you have to add in Tzedakah and in Tshuva. But now they should all be chadurim durchinumen. It should be permeated with the spirit of Gula, which means think to myself, how am I learning Torah differently now that it's permeated with Gula? What's the difference in my Gemilas Chasadim? What's the difference in my Tefillah? What's the difference in my Tshuva that it has a Gula spirit to it? And of course, to learn in Yoni Mashiach Gula about the Beis Hamikdash, and when we learn it, we should learn it with a Tzviya, with an anticipation, and with an absolute certainty that Teikav Miyad Mamish will see Beine Basar Hinezeh Melech HaMashiach Bo. In other words, the davening has to be a different kind of davening, and the learning has to be a different kind of learning, and the tzedakah has to be a different kind of tzedakah, and the tshuva has to be a different kind of tshuva. It all has to be permeated with Gula. And it could be a number of things. Number one, just having in mind that when I give tzedakah, through it I bring the Gula. Just recently someone asked me this question, so what's the whole difference in Aveda? Just what you have in mind? Just the thinking? In other words, we're doing the same thing. First of all, no, there's a lot to do that's different. To go out, and the Rebbe says you have to teach people about Gula, to prepare them for Gula. But the truth is, having a mind really does make a big difference. I mean, just to give an example, Hilchos Shabbos. If you learn the laws of Shabbos, there's a possibility that a person puts out a fire on Shabbos, and there's a possibility that they put out the fire and Chas V'Shalom they are Chayiv Misa, punishable by the opposite of life. And there's a possibility a person puts out a fire and there's nothing. What does it depend on? What was your kavana when you put out the fire? In other words, when you do malacha on Shabbos, there are two people who do exactly the same thing. One could be picking off a fruit of a tree, and the other one exactly the same thing, but it depends what was going on in his mind. And that thought could make a difference whether he did a malacha and the consequences are Rachmana Litzlan or not. Or recently we learned about Karbonis, when the Rambam, person brings a carbon, shechts the carbon, does everything, but if he thinks while he's doing the shechita, or he's doing the blood, or something else, he's thinking a kavana, which is the wrong kavana, this becomes pigul, and then someone, God forbid, eats it, and again, the ramifications, the consequence could be to the point of chas v'shalom, heipach hachayim. And it's nothing that you did, it's only what you were thinking while you did it. So of course, for anyone to ask such a question, how could you not realize that in Yiddishkeit and in Torah mitzvahs, so much depends on the thought. The thought makes the whole difference. There's certain mitzvahs, you're not yotze unless you think. And certain mitzvahs like by Kabbanis and other things, the thought will determine whether you did it right or wrong. So number one, it means when I daven, when I learn, when I do tefillah, it all has to be connected to Geula in thought. And the second thing, it's going to be a different davening, and it's going to be a different learning, and it's going to be a different tzedakah. And one of the things are the fact that it has that certainty Mashiach is coming, so my tshuva is different. It's much more positive attitude, and the same with my davening, and the same with my learning. It's a whole different kind of learning. Ubepashtus. Lahachriz, ulefasim, b'chol makim. The Rebbe tells us to publicize everywhere, and to say it with dvarim, mayetzim, and alev, with words that come from the heart. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Omer al de'avod v'anavim, that the Eibishter is telling us. Whoever heard the Eibishter speaking? So the Rebbe adds, he's telling it to us through the prophets, and he's telling it to every single yid. Re'ei anoichi neisen lufneichem ayem bracha, that you should see, I'm giving you the bracha today, that you'll be able to mamish see Beine Basa, the bracha of Gula Midas Vashleima. And here you see an interesting thing. This was 1 week before Shaftim. The next week, that was the week that the Rebbe said these unprecedented words, that what he's saying about Mashiach, he's saying it as a prophecy, as a nevuah, and the Rebbe spent, we'll be learning the Sicha, spent a great deal of the Sicha to prove that there is nevuah today, and that there's nevuah as an introduction to Mashiach, and that Mashiach himself is a Navi, and that every Yid is going to have nevuah, and the words that Mashiach is coming and his imminence is being said to you as a nevuah. So we see that Parshas Re'eh, just a week earlier, the Rebbe already hinted to it and put into parentheses, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Eimer Adei Avodav HaNeviim. And the next following week, the Rebbe already spoke about nevuah in an elaborate way. V'yesh LaHesef. It's interesting, here the Rebbe says, you should say it with Dvorim HaYetzim and Alev, words that come from the heart. One could immediately see the Yetzirah come along and say, aha, that's it. Words come from the heart. What if it doesn't come from the heart? What if I'm not really holding by it? What if I really don't feel that way? So the next line, the Rebbe makes sure that you don't go away with that mistake. B'yesh lehoisef, ulahadgish, sha'achroze va'apirsum lechol anal, the announcement and the publicizing of all the above, tzorech lias should be by those she'toyanim that argue sha'adayin le'niklat inyan zeh b'shleimusam b'shleimus ba'avon ha'vasogah v'akodesh shalahem, that they themselves don't really see it. It didn't really register in their understanding and their recognition, and therefore they feel that they're not really ready to go tell other people about it. You probably have heard this from people once in a while. And if I'm not on that level that I really feel it 100%, I don't have the right to go out and tell other people. The Rebbe said, Mashiach is coming and his coming is imminent. The Rebbe says, no, this should be said even by those people that say they don't really hold by it. Why? The kevan shegam etzlam yeshna inyanu amuna b'shleimus, being that they have the amuna in a complete way, because every yid has amuna, therefore yecholim, they're capable, and if they're capable, therefore they have to go out and publicize this to other people. Who are the other people? Hachem ibn Beise, first his own family members, and then to others. Well, shebavadai einim tzrichon lizbeil, why should his family members suffer because he's not ready yet? And the same with others that are around him, kol echad v'achas misro. The Rebbe is saying here that I have a responsibility to tell other people about Mashiach. I don't feel up to it. So the Rebbe says, why should they suffer? What does that mean? It means that every Yid, it's brought down in Chassidus, that when a Yid, we know that everything is b'hashgacha pratis. And that means that this way it was always understood. In fact, the Baal Shem Tov said that if you're traveling and you make the wrong turn and you end up in the wrong place, and Baruch Hashem, it happens to all of us all the time, so the natural reaction of most people is to get very upset. They don't realize that it's Hashgacha Pratis. What does Hashgacha Pratis mean? That your neshama had to pass by this spot, and by being there, you elevate the sparks in this place. So why do I have to do it? The answer is because that's my shlichus. Only Hashem knows why I have to be the one to elevate the sparks in this city. And that's why I made a wrong turn. I got over the wrong exit. And the lashon that's used in these sichas, in the Maimarim, is that in Shamayim, it's already been designated to every person which spark the person has to elevate. And every spark, it has been designated who has to elevate it. So in other words, when a Yid goes out on shlichas, and or you go out of Mifzayim and you go to a shopping mall and you meet someone, there's really a very, very big process of Hashgacha Pratis going on that's not in front of our eyes. That means that the neshama of the person going out of Mifzayim and the neshama of this woman that's being approached, these two women have a shaychus. And it's been designated in Shemayim that you have to elevate this person's neshama. You have to bring to her Neshek or whatever it may be. And therefore the Eibishter makes that she and you meet. So it's all Mamaila, these two have to meet. Now what happens if I say, but I'm not up to it? So the Rebbe is saying, why should they suffer? They have to be uplifted by you. And if you don't do it, you pass by the moment, another person can't do it. You're the one that's been designated. Your neshama has to inspire their neshama. So therefore, the Rebbe is saying, why should they suffer? Because you're not ready. And not only that, bevadai, it's certain, shadei ishtadus ha-masima, if you really make the proper effort, yiskabla advarim v'yiflu pelosim, even though you're not up to it, you'll see the person will be able, if you say the right things and you make the right effort, they'll take it the right way. And not only they'll be influenced, but you yourself will be influenced. That by influencing them, ultimately it'll affect you. As many people have written stories and a lot of articles about this, how they spoke to someone else about Mashiach, and they did it somewhat reluctantly because they really weren't up to it. And then they saw how inspired that person became, and that inspired them. So this is the answer to that argument. In fact, I don't know why, but the reference to Yechid, this is brought up very often. Now, there are those that have this argument, that argument, then there are those that say, Yechid is a wonderful thing, but you can only say it if you're really up to it. If you're really, b'pnimius, deep down in the depth of your heart, feel that you're accepting the Rebbe as Melech Mashiach. And if you're not up to that, don't say it. So it's interesting that Bechlau by Mefzoyim, I don't remember ever, and if someone could show me a reference, I'll be interested to look at it, a reference where the Rebbe should ever say, don't do Mefzoyim unless you, b'pnimius, are in a certain level. The emphasis was always the opposite. No matter where you are, no matter where you're holding, you're able to walk over to another yid and encourage them to put on tefillin, mezuzah, whatever it may be. However, in this case, when you talk about Mashiach, I mean, Ad Masai. You ever remember the Rebbe saying by Ad Masai, everybody now should scream Ad Masai? That I'm sure you remember, various Fabrangans. The Rebbe himself said, Ad Masai. Did you ever remember the Rebbe stopping and say, wait a second? Whoever's going to scream Ad Masai should first examine their neshama. And only if they really mean it from the depth of the heart should they scream Ad Masai, or else be quiet. Never happened. And Adrabe, the whole emphasis was that everybody could say Ad Masai. And I think the davening proves it also. Every day we daven and we ask for Mashiach. There's no such thing that if you're not on that level, if you're not really missing Mashiach, don't daven. You have to daven and say what has to be said. And you work on making it more pnimistic. But here, the Rebbe says it explicitly, that the inyan of going out and telling people about Mashiach, the imminence of Mashiach, and everything goes along with it, is even for those that aren't really up to it. V'hiratzen, Shemadibra b'chol anal niske, we should be zeicha teke v'miyad, this Shabbos, to have the gula mitzvah v'ashleim b'peil mamish. And then the Rebbe said, especially to connect it with L'chaim, in the shul of the Rebbe in Sidereinu, L'chaim, L'chaim, L'vracha, was a very unusual way of speaking. The Rebbe doesn't know we usually do that. So the Rebbe himself said, L'chaim, L'chaim, L'bracha, for all those that are here. And through them, he's giving the L'chaim, L'chaim, L'bracha to all Yidden all over. They should be gebenched with the brachas of Rei Anoichi Neisnal Fnecha Mayim Bracha, and especially the bracha Ksiv V'Chsimeteva L'Shanu Teva Mesuka, and especially the Ika bracha, which is the bracha of all brachas, because once this bracha comes, all the brachas come. The bracha of Gula Mitzvah Shleima through Mashiach. But in a way that everybody could point their fingers and say the A. Because in a way that you can't point your fingers yet, we have it already. In other words, Mashiach, in some sort of a ruchnizik sense, things are happening already, but it's in a way that has to be explained, you have to point it out. And now the Rebbe says, the Geula should come in a way that you could point your finger and say the A. It's Geula, it's clear, it's so black and white, that there's no more questions anymore. And then, this was the Shabbos of Re'ei, and following this Shabbos, the next Shabbos was the famous Shabbos of Shoftim. And that Shabbos, the Rebbe speaks in the Sicha and spoke about the inyan of Nevuah, that everything he's saying about Mashiach is a Nevuah, and the difference between Nevuah and not Nevuah, and how there is Nevuah today, and what it means regarding Mashiach. And if Chas V'Shalom will need to understand that better, we'll cover that next week in Mirtz Hashem, in the Sikh of Shaftim. But we see here how the Rebbe was preparing us. The Rebbe said it here in a sort of not such a emphasized way. See, it's in parentheses. But next week, this little parentheses became a whole Sikh, Idei Avod of HaNeviim. The Eivish is saying it through the Neviim, and he's telling us, telling every year, Re'ei. Okay, well, let our Shabbos Mevarchim, that we should really have the Mevarchim and see the brachas in every inyan, Begashmis, the Baruchnis, and like the Rebbe says, the bracha of Kulamit Vashleim.